I did feel really fantastic for 2 or 3 years simply being sober. The anxiety got so much better, and the depression got so much better because alcohol contributes to anxiety and depression.
Right.
However, then life comes along and does what life does, and I was not equipped to handle that because I hadn't looked at the other piece of it, or the other pieces. There's several of them.
But we should be fair also to not scare people off that what you're talking about was work that could have been done in years 2 and 3, and it's not the work that you do in the first week.
Absolutely. I think, if anything, I would encourage people not to dig too deeply too early. I mean, just staying away from a drink at getting through your first year, at least, just not drinking is a miracle, and you know, everybody deserves a parade for that.
It's a big deal. Exactly. Because I've had people say to me things like, my counselor wants to excavate my childhood. And I'm like, is your counselor a drug and alcohol person? Because if not, you better be careful with that. Because
I would say the opposite, because one of the things that happened to me is they started excavating.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a strong enough recovery underneath me, and that was what my second relapse was all about, was they started excavating, and I was only 90 days sober the second time, and it was way too soon, way too soon.
The other thing that scares me is when somebody says their counselor wants to do something, but their counselor isn't in recovery themselves and thinks that moderation is probably a good idea.
Oh.
It's like, you know what, not the right place for you.
No, definitely not.
I know that the world, psychologists, psychiatrists, medical professionals. I know the world talks about moderation. It doesn't happen on my site. We don't talk about it where I live.
I think there was an article recently in Oprah magazine that talked about moderation management.
Somebody sent me that.
Makes me want to bang my head against the wall, because it's just,